we find that when David went to check on his brothers that were in battle, that his brothers rose up against him. Why is that? Because David's faith outshined the doubt and unbelief of the others, as faith always does. My friend, others may come against you because of your faith in the Lord, but don't let that stop you or deter you, but you keep trusting Jesus.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are in the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 8. Verse 34, Jesus said, "Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it." We're dealing with true Christianity. Jesus said, pick up your cross. What does that mean? Well, it means that the Christian may experience suffering in their life for the fact that they've chosen to serve the Lord, that they are a disciple of Christ, that they're not living for themselves, but they're living for God. You know, there are a lot of people say that they're saved. They're saved, they're born again, but you know what? They're not living for God, they're living for themselves. They're not denying themselves, no, my friend, but they cater to themselves. Well, what does it involve to pick up your cross? Well, number one, we said that it could involve a life of rejection. But secondly, it also could involve a life of ridicule. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 36 says, "And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings." As a Christian who bears their cross, you may have people that rise up and mock you, curse you, say evil things about you. They may slander your name, lie about you, try to find fault in you. Have you ever had that happen before? I sure have, my friend. Many times in my Christian experience, people have come against me. We find that David was ridiculed by his brother Eliab when he came to check on his brothers that were in battle against the Philistines. And David came and he asked this question, "What should be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach of Israel?" Speaking of Goliath, of course. You see, it was after this that David's brother became angry and began to do this. He began to ridicule David and put him down. He falsely accused him and tried to degrade David, his worth and purpose for existence. You see, David's faith did this. It outshined the doubt and unbelief of the others, as faith always does. When faith steps out, the church will always ridicule and mock. David asked, "For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" Only faith could ask such a question. All of Israel was trembling at the sight of Goliath, but David trembled not. And why? I'll tell you why. Because the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. But when faith steps out, you will have those that ridicule. Why is that? Because they feel the conviction of God of what they should be doing themselves. Rather than living in righteousness, they ridicule those who do. Instead of living by faith, they put down those who choose to trust God with their lives. David's brother Eliab should have had the faith and courage along with all of Israel to defeat the Philistines. But instead, they hid in fear. But when David comes along, shepherd boy on the back hills of Israel, suddenly they are put to shame. You know, my friend, this is, I believe, a picture of most of the church today. I've had people come in the church. They won't lift a finger to do anything to help in the work of the Lord, but they sit back and they find fault and they ridicule others that do. My friend, that is not faith, but faith steps out and believes God.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.